Well, first of all, the main reasons why Croatia has dropped at the latest place is that there was two people killed in Croatia during the period between September 2008 and September 2009. Ivo Pukanić, who was the owner of a newspaper, National, and his marketing director, was shot dead by a bomb attack in front of the media, which obviously is for us a bad signal. Even if Croatia seems to be able to join the EU, obviously this kind of methods and this kind of signal is not positive for the press freedom. Killing journalists inside Europe is not always a good signal sent. More than that, we have the case also of Zlatko Peratovic, who still is under kind of threat from different kind of juridical aspect in his own way of life and his own way of working as a journalist, especially regarding all the supposed crime during the last conflict between Serbia, Croatia, and all in this part of area. It's quite difficult for any journalist in Croatia to investigate all this part of history. And even if you are able to investigate about this, you don't find any kind of support ready to publish this as well, which obviously creates very high self-censorship in the media regarding these personal issues. The influence in the public media is still very important from the government, who are able to not control the media, but at least influence a lot the kind of reports and the kind of way of thinking, especially regarding the issues for Croatia to join the EU. But mainly it was the death of two journalists by a bomb attack, who still is not under investigation, and we're still waiting for the responsible for this.